Occasional Radio Episode 122. New Methods Change Experiences. New Experiences Change Methods.
That music is approached by the public, then by the young composers, then by older composers, and by the people doing the music is in many ways, many sides. One then is the side of the sound. The source of the sound is therefore a basic thing. They say, for instance, avant-garde music is something which is coming especially from loudspeakers. So electroacoustic music is more avant-garde than the instrumental one, meaning that the sounds, since are based on technological means, are therefore more advanced than the instrumental ones. But we know that with instrumental music, we are still able to produce, to create new sounds, moreover, to create new configurations, which are very difficult to be done with electroacoustic means, be it with the computers. So there is a misunderstanding.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud about the formulation under which this award has been given to me. That all I have endeavored to accomplish during these 50 years is now evaluated as an achievement, seems in some respect to be an overestimate. At least not before I could sum it up. That is, incoherent details. At least then did I fail to understand it as a direction leading toward an accomplishment. Personally, I had the feeling as if I had gone into an ocean of boiling water and not knowing how to swim or to get out in another manner, I tried with my legs and arms as best as I could. I do not know what saved me, why I was too drunk, or just the last. I have been wondering. I never gave up. But how could I give up in the middle of it? Whether my reading was very economic or entirely senseless, whether it helped me to survive or conquer it.
Joshua Edward Matheny. Very few people know me but Joshua. Yeah. Judd is much easier to say.
Yeah. Okay. What was your father's name?
Joshua II. My father was a miner.
He was a miner.
He was inclined toward farming. He enjoyed farming very much, but he owned no land or anything. He could plant every foot of ground he could get, have access to, but living on company ground like we did, it was very limited.
Did he ever own land? He was himself own a farm?
Never owned a foot of ground in his life.
I see. When did you start working?
In 1928, when I finished high school at Murray City, my father never wanted me to work in the mines. He insisted against it all the time. Mm-hmm. If the story isn't getting too long,
I... Oh, no.
Deal number two.
Yeah.
Yep. Hand loading.
You were hand loading there.
Could I tell you a little story about that?
I'd love to, anything. That's the thing I'd like to have.
I went in a little lineup at Pittsburgh Hollow one day, a couple of men working by themselves. And I looked up at the roof and it was just like a circle around it. I said, "Fellas, what do you got up there?" "Oh, they call them pots, but it's all right." And I said, "Let me have your pick a moment." And I sounded it with the pick, the customary way of checking the roof. And it sounded a little drummy. I said, "Fellas, I believe that's dangerous." "Think so." I said, "Let me have your bar a moment." One of them handed me a pinch bar, and I pinched a little bit in, and finally got a pretty solid hold after it got chipped in a little way. Gave a good pry on it, and it was this cone shape, ran up in a cone. But it matched those two men easily. But all, of course, all men didn't escape them kind of conditions. Many men got tangled up with them and lost their lives.
To say that my original interest in notation, apart from using it as a normal musical communication to someone outside of myself, was to produce something that I found very exciting, and it came from sculpture, actually Alexander Calder, the mobile. When I first saw that, it really excited me very much that this was an object, a work of art, by my definition, in process. Not necessarily static, and not the old idea of a monument, but it was a thing to observe, as music is a thing to hear, but it had within it the possibility of constant change. Inherent, what I call inherent transformation.